This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's so bizarre. Something weird keeps happening where every time I write a story about something, then it materializes like within hours. So bizarre. And the thing today is that this Evergreen State College, the students, I mean, like this morning, I'm recording this on Friday. I don't know what day it is. It's towards the end of May. This morning, I published a story. I actually wrote it last night and published it last night, but it's sort of dated this morning because it was late. But the story said that universities are becoming training camps for left-wing violent extremism. And by the way, my original title was that it was left-wing terrorism, but I thought maybe that's a little too much. They're not quite terrorists yet. They're just extremists. So I changed it to extremism, and that's the title that I published it with. And then this morning, again, Friday morning here, right before Memorial Day weekend, the students of Evergreen State College have seized the campus, and they're reportedly seeking hostages. Yeah, they're trying to take hostage white people, and they have begun conducting car-to-car searches, like stopping cars, searching the cars to try to find this professor, this white professor, who I think his name is Weinstein, and this white professor is on video trying to reason with the students about why he shouldn't have to leave the campus on their so-called No Whites Day. Yes, these insane, delusional, cry-bully, snowflake leftists. I mean, these kids are insane these days. Absolutely deranged, mentally ill. They all need to be arrested, locked up, psychiatrically evaluated or something. Anyway, they created No Whites Day. Seriously. No Whites Day, and they said that all the white people have to leave campus, including all the white professors. And this white professor is like Weinstein. He's like, wait a minute, because he's a big-time liberal. He's like Mr. Anti-Racist. He says all the right liberal things. He's openly tolerant. He's 100% conformist with all the liberal ideology, and he thinks that liberalism is tolerance and compassion. I mean, he's a diehard liberal, right? And then they target him because his skin is white. And he says, I'm not going to leave campus. And they basically threaten the guy. And now police have told the guy, the professor, that he better leave campus for his own safety or he might be physically assaulted and killed. Because now the students have just gone totally insane. And again, these are white students and black students and, you know, other nationalities and other skin colors. It doesn't matter. They're all liberal fascists. I mean, this is the rise of the Third Reich in the name of tolerance. And this is exactly what I wrote about. I wrote in my story last night, I think I gave five examples of universities going insane. And one of them was the University of Maryland launching this student secret snitch program modeled after the Third Reich, where they turn students and staff into snitches to report on other students and staffers for any incidents of bias. So you're supposed to listen to all the private conversations of your fellow students. And if they show bias, you're supposed to report that to the university administrators who are going to incorporate it into a hate bias report or something and expel students who are involved in bias. So this is the secret police snitch network now created by campus leftists who are totally deranged. And also in that story, I covered the No Whites Day incident, the No Whites Day effort at the Evergreen State College. I also covered, what was it? There's another college that has a course called like Eliminating White People or something. It was a course that teaches genocide. And of course, this course is taught by a white female gender studies professor because white people on college campuses today, they hate themselves. They're so full of self-hatred and self-rage and guilt, even though they've never done anything wrong, and they're 100% conforming, obedient libtards, they think that they themselves are so horrible that they actually teach courses that encourage young people to commit ethnic cleansing against white people. This is what has become the new standard on college campuses across America. It is unreal what we are witnessing. So now, and there were a couple other examples in the University of Illinois, for example, has banned Watson, the co-discoverer of DNA. You know, Watson and Crick? Well, this is the Watson. And he won the Nobel Prize, obviously, and he's an expert on genetics, and he's been studying a lot of genetics and cancer. And he wanted to give a speech on campus about genetics and cancer. And he was banned because a few years ago, he did some genetics research on different tribes in Africa. And I guess he said something that left-wingers decided was racist because he was studying black people and intelligence and country black people versus city black people and so on. I guess he said something. I don't know exactly what he said, but the left-wingers found that totally intolerant, and now he's banned. And so they're not going to get any talks on genetics from the world's greatest genetic scientist who discovered DNA, or co-discovered it. So how insane is that? It's not like the guy's talking about race relations. I mean, and besides, the left, they hate genetics now anyway, because they like transgenderism, which imagines that you can choose your gender based on a feeling and a waving of a magic wand over your crotch. Wham! Like, all of a sudden, your genitals are changed, they think. Instead of gender being chosen by XX and XY chromosomes, which is what genetics teaches. So now the left, the lunatic left, is trying to eliminate genetics education from all schools and colleges. Netflix took out the whole genetics section of the Bill Nye video because it was teaching XX, XY chromosomes, right? So now the left is literally going full Orwellian and trying to eliminate education in science when that science contradicts the delusions of the left. But back to Evergreen State College. Now, so these students, you know what they need, really? We need to call in the National Guard. And in my story, I was joking about that, but now I'm serious. After these students are seeking to take hostages, and they're basically threatening this white liberal Professor Weinstein with being beaten to death, what are they going to do, drag him out of his car and beat him in the street? Yeah, the answer is yes. That's exactly what they do. These leftists are totally insane. We need to send in the National Guard because the administrators aren't doing anything. Even the administrator, I don't know, the head of that college, I don't know who it is. I don't know the name, but I know what he said. I read it in a report. He said, oh, we're not going, no students are going to get into trouble based on any participation in this. We're going to talk this out and get to the bottom of this. It's like, no, you moron, arrest these kids. Arrest them. Charge them with acts of terrorism. If they're seizing a college campus and taking hostages, and if they get into violence against these people, I mean, right now they're already violating the civil rights of this guy, this Weinstein professor, who's a liberal, a white-skinned liberal. You got to send in the National Guard. You got to arrest these kids. And I even suggested you send them to a summer camp called Civility Training 101 or something. You send them to a camp. You don't want to throw them in prison because that's not really a good use of society's resources. But you need to give these kids a little bit of parenting that they obviously lack because their liberal parents never taught them any basic thing about how to exist as a civilized member of society. All they knew growing up is that if they cried and screamed and complained and blamed everybody else, that they would get what they wanted. So their parents trained them to be exactly the delusional, deranged liberals that you now see running the college campus. They've been trained that way. And it's time to break that stupid cycle. Send in some drill sergeants and some National Guard people. Just arrest these students. Throw them in a summer camp. Give them like 90 days of scrubbing latrines and peeling potatoes and learning basic civility. And let them cry and whine and complain all they want, but don't give in. You know, make them sleep on a hard mattress or something. I mean, seriously, all of us my age, we went through hard labor. You know, we mowed lawns, we delivered newspapers. I worked at Pizza Hut when I was young. I made pizza for minimum wage. You know, I worked my way all through college. I had a job. I worked at a computer store. I worked at UPS. I loaded UPS trucks in summer heat in freaking 115 degree hot UPS trucks. Loading boxes, hard labor, man. I did all that stuff. And that's why, I mean, my generation, we all did that stuff. Well, most of us. We worked, we did labor, and we are mature adults. And we didn't just whine and cry and pout and complain and try to get everybody to give us everything for free, which is what the left does now. And that's what universities are now, indoctrination training centers for just mentally deranged, mentally ill morons who are now really terrorists in training. That's what they are. They're training to be terrorists. And where this is going, if we don't stop it, is a very violent civil war, by the way. So, you know, I talk about that on other podcasts. The left will lose that civil war, in case you didn't know. And I'll do another podcast on that topic later. But anyway, I wanted you to know that the students at Evergreen State College have now become terrorists. And they think that this is how they're going to take over the country. Seriously, this is how stupid they are. And the college professors will sit there and try to reason with them. There's no reason left in these kids. They're way beyond reason. They're mad. They're insane. They've got to be re-educated. They've got to be isolated from their Snapchat accounts and iPhones and actually taught how to behave like human beings. That's the only way out of this. Otherwise, the whole generation is lost. May already be there. In any case, thank you for listening. This is the Health Ranger Report, uncensored as usual. You can find more of these types of podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.